Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. Today, we're going to answer a question we get often is, should I have a coach? Should I have a mentor on this journey of entrepreneurship, or specifically in dropshipping, or really anywhere in your life? And I think John and I will have some unique opinions here. John, what do you think? Should you pay for a coach? Should you have a coach, paid or unpaid, in general?
Yes.
Show up, folks. All
right, see ya. Bombshell. There you go. Right.
Yeah, right there. Look, I've paid for a lot, so it's easy for me to say yes, but give me some ideas of where you've used one and why you think it's important.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important because, you know, you absolutely can do this without one, right? You can do this without one. And I think very much, you know, in the beginning, that's kind of where we started. I mean, you know, yes, we did learn a little bit from some people, but it was pretty basic. It wasn't like any sort of direct contact type, you know, scenario or anything like that. And so the result of that for me, like thinking about a mentor or a coach in hindsight and what difference it might have made to me in the beginning, is that I made a lot of mistakes, right? I spent which in cost me time and cost me money, right? And that happened a lot to me in the beginning. And so I think simply because I think if I had have had somebody who was there with me at that time and I could have said, hey, I'm thinking of doing this. And that person might have gone, well, sure, but have you thought about doing it this way instead? Or just saying, no, that's a really terrible idea because based on my experience, I've seen that happen and it doesn't work for this reason and that reason. What you should do instead or think about doing is this, or here's a couple of different approaches you could try, or what, you know, like just walk you through some scenarios and sort of question why you want to do the things you want to do and guide you in the right direction. And so I think if I had have had that, I mean, I think I probably could have, you know, shaved off, I reckon, probably 2 years of my entrepreneurial journey in terms of where, like, I could have got to where I am now a lot quicker in a nutshell, and probably made more profit along the way, been more profitable more often if I had have had somebody who'd been there, done it all before, who could point, like, provide that sort of support, someone to bounce off, like whatever it is that the, you know, there's a range of things a coach helps you with or a mentor, but that would have made a massive difference to me, I think. Obviously, hindsight's a good thing to have, but.
Look, that's what money can do for you, is buy you time, right? And that's what a good coach can do for you too. But I do want to, like, there's different types, right? There's, you could buy a course and consider that a coach, right? That's you getting more guidance than what you got on YouTube videos or reading blogs on the internet, right? So a course can be its own coach. Then you can also have somebody who's been experienced, who has the experience in what you're trying to do, help you just get to where you want to get to faster because they've been there. They can tell you all the things to do. And then I think, you know, there's coaches well beyond that, that I have one that simply just asked me questions, leading me to the answer. They don't want to give me the answer. They want to help me think the right way so that I can get to the right answers, right? And so I think there's all sorts of coaches in all sorts of areas. I mean, you could reference really anything you want to get better in your life, and there's going to be a coach out there for that. The hard part is, like, especially in the world that we're in, there's not that many truly successful dropshippers, high-ticket dropshippers who are coaches. In fact, there's some out there that maybe are giving advice that they shouldn't be giving. And then, you know, those people end up coming to you and I, John, where we end up giving them the right advice. And so how does someone who's looking specifically for dropshipping find a mentor or a coach that they know they can trust? Like, how do you ask the right questions to know whether the person's, you know, full of shit or not?
Yeah. And I think an extra dimension to that, and yeah, absolutely, we should answer that. But an extra dimension I would throw on top of that is also, just because somebody is successful at whatever it is they do, it doesn't make them a good coach or a mentor.
Yeah.
Like, being the right person to coach or mentor somebody or teach somebody, I mean, you're right, mentors and coaches do come in different forms, and they do have different styles and different methods of getting you to the point you need to get to. But it is in and of itself a skill, right? Coaching and mentoring is in and of itself a skill. Teaching is a skill. And just because you've made a lot of money doesn't automatically, you can make a lot of money and be a complete and total asshole to everybody, right? It sucks, but that's true. And, you know, there's plenty of people who make a lot of money who just don't have the right personality to work with other people in that sort of setting, right? And so I think that's even an extra dimension, is that, yes, there's some questions to ask, but don't just assume that because somebody is successful that they're going to be the right person for you. I think that's an important thing to keep in the back of your mind as well. But yeah, look, I mean, as with anything, I think one of the best ways, you know, that you're going to know if somebody is on the level or full of shit, for want of a better word, or not, is like, look at the time they've been doing it for, right? If you can't see any history that they've been mentoring or coaching anybody for more than a month, and magically they've been doing it for a really short amount of time, but they have hundreds of reviews or something like that, or testimonials, like that's and this is not foolproof either. There's been a recent case, a big recent case in the US, where somebody who'd been doing it for many years got done for like fake results, fake reviews. I think I sent you this, Ben, got fined by the FIC like $50 million, right? This is a person a lot of people will have seen on Facebook ads, right? But look for social proof. I mean, it's like when you're buying anything, I think, can you see other people who have worked with that person? Can you find other people? Are there people in your network who have worked with that person? And, you know, what do they say about them? I think those are obviously not everything, but those I think are two things. I would say, can you sample their work in some way to get an idea of their style and how they do things? So by that, I mean, like with us, you can check out our content online. Like if you were thinking, I want to get coached by Ben and John, or mentored, or, you know, learn from us how to do high ticket drop shipping, you can listen to an entire podcast from us. You can go and check out our YouTube videos. You know, we usually have a free mini course on offer where you can actually come in and go through some of our lessons and say, well, do I like, you know, do these guys sound trustworthy? Like you've got your own personal judgment. Do I like their style? Do I like how they walk things through? Do I feel, because you have to trust your own intuition sometimes a little bit too. Do I just feel comfortable with these guys? Because I mean, if you listen to us and you go, man, I just hate the sound of John's voice. I can't stand listening to that guy. I'm not the mentor for you, right? So those are some of the things I would do. What about you? What do you look for?
Honestly, I would ask them for references, because people aren't like, they might leave a review. First off, reviews are bullshit online, John. I don't know if people knew this. Ours are not. We actually use real reviews, but the majority of reviews you see online are fucking, they're bullshit, especially for like info products and creators and things like that. You can go see that it's their four buddies they interact with on Twitter all the time, and they've been on each other's podcasts, who left the reviews for each other, right? And you're just like, that's pretty fucked up. The internet is just one big circle jerk, is honestly, that's what it is. And so like, if you can step outside of that, witness that, oh, that's their buddies leaving reviews, then go to them and be like, hey, I'm thinking about working with you. Can you tell me three people you've worked with that I can reach out to and ask them how it was working with you? You're going to get real answers from those three people when they're on a private phone call with you, rather than the one that they had to leave on the website. And you're going to get a little more in-depth answers on some of the questions that you have. The second one is like pricing. If the coach is out there and it's $40 an hour, $50 an hour, $100 an hour, honestly, like, I'm not going to take them seriously. Anyone who has real success doesn't have a lot of time to do a lot of coaching and mentoring. And the time that they do open up for that, they're either going to, one, give it to someone to them for free because they're hungry as hell and they want to give back, or two, they're going to charge what their time is actually worth to take away from what they're doing and do the mentorship. And so I honestly want to hear from somebody, and then I want to know the price point is somewhere, probably makes me feel a little uneasy to pay that. And I want to see the results that they've had. Like I want real results, not like couple screenshots. Like, I want to see some proof. But to that point, I've invested a lot into a lot of coaches. And the number one thing I used was word of mouth. Like, I just know somebody who has worked with this person in the past. Or the very first one I invested in, the very first mastermind I invested in, I saw the dude on stage. He was fucking captivating. And then I talked to him offline and we had a really, really great conversation. He had actually had like real knowledge when I was speaking to him. So I felt comfortable making that investment. The next coach I had, he gave me a session for free. He gave me a 1-hour call for free. And in that 1-hour call, I was blown away. So I was like, okay, this is worth paying for, right? So I paid for that. And many other coaches, they either have the track record or they have someone that I know that has vouched for them, or I've spoken to them personally and feel good about it. I'm not just going to go buy something off a whim, and I'm certainly not going to trust a website. I think there's some websites out there that tell you these coaches are good, and I'm not going to trust that personally.
Hey, it's John here. I just want to take a really quick break from the episode to let you know about something exciting that we've got happening over at Dropship Breakthrough. Now, one of the first questions that anyone looking to get into high ticket dropshipping asks is, what am I going to sell? What's my products going to be? What are the profitable products going to be that I'm going to build a business around? And it's one of the things that people worry about the most, that they're going to get that wrong. And that's fair enough. Picking the wrong products to sell is one of the biggest mistakes that people looking to start a dropshipping business make. So what if I said we could fix that for you and solve that problem, answer that question for you in the next 5 days? Well, the answer is we absolutely can do that. So I want to introduce you to the Dropship Breakthrough 5-Day Challenge. And the 5-day challenge is basically like a mini workshop that over the course of 5 days is going to show you and help you find the profitable products that you can build a high ticket drop shipping business around. So each day for 5 days, you're going to get a lesson or two to go through. And each of those videos together is going to show you the process that we've used and Ben and I have used, not just Ben and I, but over 400 of our students have used to find profitable high ticket products that are viable for the drop shipping business model. So you're going to get a lesson every day, you know, watch that lesson. And at the end of the 5 days, you'll know what you're going to sell. And I'm going to throw a few interesting bonuses in there as well. Now, the best part of this is you can join the challenge today for just $97. So single investment of $97, and you're going to then know what you can build a business around with a super high level of confidence so that you can start your business and not have to worry about that maybe you've picked the wrong products and you're going to have to go back to scratch at some point. So all you need to do to join the Dropship Breakthrough 5-Day Challenge is head to Dropship Breakthrough, that's spelled BREAKTHRU.com/5, the number 5. You'll find the link below in the show notes. All you have to do is head there, sign up on that page, and you will be immediately and instantly into the 5-day challenge. You can get started straight away. So head over there, join the challenge. And once again, it's backed as always by our 30-day money back guarantee. So if you take the challenge and you think it was rubbish, you couldn't identify any products or anything like that, you can request your money back and we'll hit you straight back up with that. So head on over. If you're looking to get started, if you've been sitting on the fence, if you've been worrying about finding the right products, head over, take the 5-day challenge today at dropshipbreakthrough.com/5.
Yeah, I think another sort of potential, flag for me is if you find somebody who's purporting to be a coach, right? Like, what process do they put you through in the beginning? So, like, once again, a good coach is not going to have just hours and hours of free time sitting around to coach just anyone, right? They're going to themselves be a little bit selective about you. So I know if I'm coaching somebody, I want to coach somebody who's actually going to do something. Even if somebody's paying me, I don't want to waste an hour of my time, every however often, talking to somebody who doesn't even do anything, right? So a lot of coaches will like interview you. Like I will often talk to people before I agree to doing a coaching series of calls with them to see like what are they actually looking for? Where are they at? Are they actually somebody who's coachable? Like in my assessment, because I don't want someone to pay me who's not going to do anything, and he's going to be unhappy about it because really they're just not doing anything. And also, I want people to be successful. And some people just are not at that place yet. And so, honestly, coaching them is a waste of time for me. Even if they're paying me, it's still a waste because nothing's going to happen here. I'm going to be frustrated and it's not going to be a great experience. So, like, I wouldn't just coach anybody. Do you know what I mean? And I think good coaches will do that.
Yeah, I'm kind of a dick on pre-interviews. Just like, if I can't help you, I'm not trying to sound arrogant. I don't want your money. Like, I don't need your money. I have better places to put my time. And so if I can't honestly help you, then that's not hitting one of my values, which is contribution. I want to make sure I can contribute to your success and you're capable of having that success. And if neither one of those is true or one of those is untrue, then I'm out. Like, I don't have time to teach things. The hard part is like just making sure you know some good shit. Cause I would give anyone listening to this, if like you're like, wow, I can't afford some of those high prices. That most good teachers have content online. Like John and I have a course, right? And we've poured our heart and soul into that course. And there's a reason we don't like to do too much coaching because we put everything in this course, right? We wanted to make it accessible to as many people as possible. And then the one-on-one stuff, we try to, you know, minimize our time there so that we can focus more on serving as many people as we can.
If you're not yet at the point where like a lot, like one-to-one mentorship or coaching makes sense for you from a financial perspective, then definitely, you know, a course, a program does still constitute, I think, you know, mentoring, right? It's not as finely tuned as one-to-one stuff is going to get, but if you're earlier in the process, there's still so much you can gain from that if it's a good program. And once again, you can always tell if somebody's program is going to be good by their free stuff. 100%. If you're looking at somebody who's got a program and they do zero free stuff, like they've got nothing out there in the world other than, oh, here's a sales page for my program, I almost guarantee you with 100% certainty that their program is going to be crap, right? Because people who have got a message to share, believe it, live by it, have loads of experience in it, invariably feel compelled to share that with the world, right? And so they will have something else out there that you can go and check out, in my experience.
I tell you what, anyone who's considering buying coaching from someone and you want my opinion, just shoot it over in the Facebook group, wherever you need to. I'll give you honest feedback. I'm an honest guy. You're going to get an honest retort. So I hope you're ready for that. But is there any like mistakes you made along the way in buying coaching, John? Because I have a couple and I'd love to share them. And if you have anything, I'd love to hear what you had. But for me, it was like, number one, I bought coaching early on. We were part of a course. I bought coaching, not fucking worth it. I knew more than the coach, and that disappointed me that I was paying this amount of money to buy from a coach. I was not happy with that. I'll say that. And then number two, like I thought I couldn't afford a good coach. So I had this like yearning, bullshit, I'll call it what it is. I had this feeling that I needed to do it with somebody else. I needed to bring in somebody smarter than me. And I ended up giving equity away that I didn't need to give away. And I was very disappointed by the relationship I had. And so those were a couple of mistakes I made early on where I didn't need to do that. On the other side of that, I had some folks buy some coaching from me. That's my, you know, one of my big stories, right? They bought 10 hours of coaching from me. I helped them hit $250,000 in their first 3 months. We remained friends. They brought me on in the same sort of fashion. Here, how would you like some equity in the business to keep doing this? We both participated in the upside and it worked out. We went one to $11 million in a couple of years. And so I've seen both sides of this, but that, you know, I want to make sure I air those mistakes on this podcast that I bought coaching that sucked. I wish I had someone to advise me on whether I should have bought from that person or not. And then number two, you know, I gave away equity thinking I needed that coach in my business when it, like I could have had the right person come in. It probably would have worked out well. I once again chose the wrong person and was susceptible to someone I thought was levels above me and they just weren't.
Yeah. Do you think somebody asking for equity in your business in return for coaching is a red flag?
Early. If it's early. Yeah. I think if it's early, right? Like I've been asked, right, through the people that I've worked with, but it's usually after we've done a couple sessions. And then they're like, at least we have a feel for each other. And I'll still be like, hey, let's push you off. I want to see if you actually like accomplish some of the shit I'm telling you to do. Because you can give me equity and then we can argue about whether you're going to pay out this month or like, but if you're not going to do any of the work that's actually going to grow the business, why do I want to come in as an equity partner? And in fact, why do I want to coach you at all? Right. Again, that comes back to, I want to make sure I'm contributing. And partnerships or marriages. We've talked about this before on this show, and like, yeah. I want to make sure I really know John and I have known each other for 5 years before we ever put a wedding ring on each other's finger. Like, it took a long time for you and I to come together and decide we're going to be partners in this venture. And, you know, I still was hesitant at the time. Like, I've just been in some bad partnerships. So, yeah, definitely red flag. If it's the first thing they say, sure, give me 5% of your business. That's a real red flag.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Look, I think my mistakes with mentoring and coaching is simply not doing enough of it. And I think that's for me, I think I mentioned this on a recent podcast, actually, maybe the one at the start that we did at the start of January. Something that I'm looking to improve upon this year, you know, 2023, is to put some more of these things in place. But for myself, but I think a lot of that's just a mental, you know, I've had mental blocks around mentoring and coaching and putting myself into those situations. And so, you know, I should have done it earlier and I should have done it more often. Like once again, it's one of those things in hindsight, I'm not saying I regret, but I kind of do wish that I had found someone or some people earlier. More so on the one-to-one stuff, I think. I mean, obviously I've been through tons of courses and I have learned a lot from other people. Like, there are people online, that teach various things that I've done that I would consider a mentor because I've learned from them, but not probably I would have gotten more value at times having done that in a more one-to-one, like made more an investment into that and got more, you know, gotten deeper into it than I did. I think that's probably what I'd say. And I think that becomes more and more relevant the further you go with business. Like, I think in the beginning, like buying courses and things like that is a good way to get mentorship because you've still got to learn the basics. And one-to-one stuff isn't a great way for a coach to teach you to teach you basic stuff. Like, it's not a good use of your money and it's not a good use of your time either. Because one-to-one is a slow way of learning compared to how quickly you can digest information via, say, a course. But when you get into the higher levels of business and you're making more and more and your business is growing bigger and bigger, I think that the more personal and finely tuned and kind of higher level thing that mentors can bring to you becomes more and more important. And so I think you need to make, like, and you will get more value out of that, I think, as you get more and more experienced and, you know, I don't want to say more and more successful, but as you move up levels through business, right? And moving probably away from courses to more one-to-one type stuff where somebody can really dive in deep with you and find all of those barriers and which are going to be unique to you and your business, I think that becomes more important. And I think that's kind of part of what I've missed doing enough of that I'm looking to change right now.
Once you have a business going, those levers are easier for a consultant or a coach to come in and see, right? So in the beginning, it's true. Like setting it up, like you said, it's slow. Certainly it can help you jump some levels, but like if you have a business up and running and you hire me, right? I charge $3,000 a month is what I charge for 4 1-hour calls. If that gives you an idea, that probably sounds like a lot of money to a lot of people. But if in those 4 1-hour calls, I'm able to come in there and identify one keyword for you that we can just pull the lever on quickly, get a piece of content up and get it ranking in Google, that return on that $3,000 is going to be exponential if we can just find one keyword, right? And so when a business is moving, to me, you're right, John, it makes more sense. I do want to touch on one last thing before we hop off is like the different types of coaches. Like, I've hired someone to help me with my dropshipping business. Mm-hmm. I've hired multiple people to learn SEO. And I try to go to the best in the world. Like, clarity.fm is a place where you can go to really high level people and pay by the minute. They are really high priced. Sometimes it's worth it to get in front of the right person. I paid Nick Eubanks on there before I met him in person on SEO stuff. I've joined a couple masterminds. I pay Elliot Rowe $15,000 for 10 hours. I've paid him that multiple times and been part of his mastermind. Like, that's not cheap. But again, if Elliot can change a few things in my mindset that change my trajectory of my life, then that's well worth it in the end. Mm-hmm. I also have a coach named Garrett Akerson who grew Kindred Bravely and exited for a large dollar figure. I'm not sure if he's public, so I won't say what it is, but it's a very large number. And so he works with me on my pet business, and more so works just with me. He's the one I would recommend, or I mentioned earlier, where he doesn't actually, you know, he helps me with business stuff, but in the end, he's just asking me questions to help me understand what do I actually want, and pushing me in the right direction. And so, coaches can be anywhere. They can be executive coaches. They can be a dropshipping coach. They can be an SEO coach. They can be a Google Ads coach. They can be all over the place. And so don't silo yourself off and say there's only one type of mentor for this type of business, because you can lean in anywhere you want to and get the help you need.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.